The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's danger. It's danger.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
So petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Ain't for everybody.
Good morning, USA.
Happy Friday.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
It's Friday. Yeah. Now, shout out to everybody out in Philly. I was out in Philly last night. There was a rap showcase. They actually hired me to DJ before the rap showcase, which I was kind of surprised, but I was kind of glad. Usually they hire me to host the rap showcases, and then I get like 13,000 USBs. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't that bad. But shout out to everybody in Philly. And shout to
at least you're not getting CDs still.
Yeah, that is true, too. And shout to Fabulous. Fabulous released a new record last night. Mm-hmm. And it's featuring Davido, or DeVito, whatever you want to call him, Jeremih, and it's called Choosy. Record is dope. Record is really,
sound
really,
like
really
dope.
Sounds
like it's
dope
from other people on it.
I've been singing it all morning long. Is that the record right there? We don't know. Let's play a little bit. Let's see if that's it.
Oh, let's make sure first.
Okay, please. Okay, that's not it. That wasn't it. No, that is it. Yeah, this is it. I'll turn it up a little bit.
New from the boy Fabulous.
Oh,
featuring Jeremih DeVito.
Who?
I don't know.
Say Jeremih.
That's Choosy.
Choosy, Choosy, Choosy.
Woo! Choosy. Turn it up a little bit.
Shout out to Brevo. What up?
Come on, Fat. Clue, shut up. Hey!
I swear I don't.
Choosy, 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 Choosy. Shout out to boy Marley. What up?
Woo! That's what I choose. I swear I don't.
All right.
Choose it, choose it.
You know.
You sound great.
You're not rocking with me like that? Record is dope, though.
Big Gemini.
I'm going to get the clean version. I called Fab this morning, like 4 in the morning. He ain't answer yet. I called Clue. He ain't answer yet either. I even called people from Def Jam. They ain't answer yet.
You called us.
Yeah. I called y'all, too. Y'all didn't answer. Y'all didn't reply on my text either. Nobody replied to me this morning.
I was driving.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we're going to try to get that on. Shout to Fab. That record is dope. It's a tough record,
Sounds like a bop.
It made me feel good this morning on this Friday driving to work. I know people looking at me like, who the hell is singing like that? I'm Chelsea, Anyway.
You've been on one these past couple of days.
I know. I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm in a great mood. You guys should be, too.
Well, yesterday I went to a Duce EXO event. The Cellar Master was there and the Global Brand Ambassador. And they did this dinner with this Duce cognac pairing with the different parts of the meals.
What the hell is the Cellar Master?
I guess he's like the master of the cellar.
Okay. All right.
I don't know.
If you say so.
But it was fun. It was nice. So shout out to everybody at Duce for that beautiful experience. Then towards the end of dinner, Gucci Mane posted something crazy again. And, you know, normally I take the high road all the time and I don't address things and get into it. But I'm going to tell you everything that happened.
I think we should go to Breakfast Club court this morning. Gucci Mane versus Angela Yee.
No, I was just surprised because yesterday I told y'all, well, I told you behind the scenes, that he wanted to talk to me on the phone, and
we'll talk about it later. Okay. We'll talk about it. This is a great tease. This is going to be a great show. And Sheila E. will be joining us.
Oh, man. Let me tell y'all something. If you don't know who Sheila E. is...
There's a lot of people that might not know who Sheila E. is.
She is an icon.
She's a legend.
And she's a female drummer, but she's been drumming since she was a young girl. Like, when I say young, I mean like three.
Right.
3 years old. And her whole family was musical. Her
very
dad
musical
was
family.
Like, yeah. Her dad was in... what band was he in?
You asking me?
Because you talked to her.
I know, it's a huge...
But anyway, she has the song Love Bizarre and Glamorous Life, and they still play that song to this day, but she was also engaged to Prince for a period of time.
I think she was signed to Prince, too, at one time, right?
I don't know if she was signed to him,
we'll
but she definitely was on tour with him. But anyway, she's a legendary, and she's the reason why when I was really young, I was like, I'm going to be a drummer like Sheila E.
Okay.
And so I'm excited to meet her.
All right, so we're going to kick it with Sheila E. She got an award at the BET Awards two years ago.
Icon Award.
So we'll kick it with Sheila E., find out all about what she's doing and her relationship with Prince and all that other good stuff. Huh?
We got Choosy.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, Front Page News, what are we talking about?
Featuring Gemini.
What are we talking about, Front Page News?
Oh, sorry, we'll be talking about the Democratic debates that are coming up on October 15th.
All right, well, let's get into the record right here. This is Fabulous featuring Jeremiah and Davido. It's Choosy. Turn it up. It's the Breakfast Club. Get your ass up.
Happy Friday.
I know, I'm excited. I'm having a good day so far. I just started, but I'm having a great day. Hopefully you guys are, too. It's Friday, damn it. Is it payday? No, it's not payday for us.
Dramos, DJ Dramos, it is.
All right.
I'll be going to Detroit today, too. Shout out to Cash Doll. I'm going to be with Cash Doll in Detroit today.
All right, I'm going to be in Arkansas. But let's get in some Front Page News. Now in Thursday Night Football, the Seahawks beat the Rams 30-29. What a close game. I didn't see it, but it seems like a very, very, very good game.
I didn't see it, but it seems
like a very, very good game. Yeah, 30-29. Yeah. Wow. What else are we talking about, Yee?
Let's talk about Bernie Sanders. We told you that he has canceled all of his appearances and suspended everything right now as he recuperates. He actually underwent surgery to correct an artery blockage. But he will attend the October 15th Democratic debate. So they have confirmed that he will be there.
This has to hurt because, you know, I know they say you shouldn't, ageism is a thing and the age shouldn't matter, but if he's having heart problems and they did a heart surgery on him, did they do a heart surgery on him, they said?
Yeah.
A procedure?
Mm-hmm.
Now, come on now. I don't know. I'm just saying that has to play, you know, have an effect of if I vote for president or not. You know?
All right. Well, if you watch Donald Trump's new news network that he plans to launch, I'm sure that you'll hear that very same thing. He's been very frustrated with news coverage. He's facing that impeachment inquiry, and he suggested that he start his own television network. Here's what he said.
You know, CNN outside of the United States is much more important than it is in the United States. And a lot of what you see here is broadcast throughout the world. And it's a terrible thing for our country. And we ought to start our own network and put some real news out there because they are so bad. They are so bad for our country.
And all the programming will be positive for him, I'm sure.
Sounds very oppressive to have the president have his own news network where he tells you his own news.
Yeah, sounds kind of lame.
All right, now Uber has a new helicopter service. So not only do they have scooters, bikes, and cars, now they have helicopters. So they want to give you more options to get from one place to another. Now, I was reading an article on CNN about a person that actually tested out the service, and it didn't seem like it went so well. Because you also have to get to the actual helipad.
Right, that's on the west side.
To be able to take off.
Yeah, but it only takes...
So that requires, from wherever you're at, that might take a while.
Yeah.
Then you got to get onto the helicopter.
That's not bad. Mm-hmm. That's not bad. Because
and that ride from, say, in New York City to get to JFK is about 8 minutes once you're in the actual helicopter.
Yes, but if you drive, it's about an hour to an hour and a half. But if you fly in a helicopter, it says 5 to 8 minutes, and it's only, I don't want to say only, but it's $180.
Well, he said he paid $205 because you have to pay to get to, they pay, you know, they put it all together. So you have to pay to get to the helipad, mm-hmm. and that's an Uber ride, and then you pay for that, and that's like $185, I think, $145. Wait, hold on. Yeah, $185 flat fee.
Yeah, $185.
What this rider said was if he would have just took a cab straight to the airport, it would have been 40 minutes. When he took the helicopter, between getting there, getting on, and doing all that, ended up taking him 55 minutes.
It depends where you are in the city. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, for 5 minutes to get to the airport, and then on a Friday, traffic is about an hour and a half to get to the airport, like today. I'm going to take the Uber copter and I'm going to get, it's
no,
going to take
not.
Me, yes I am. It's going to take me 5 minutes to get to the airport opposed to being in traffic for an hour and 45.
Well, I'll be driving to the airport today.
I'm taking that
you
copter.
You know why? Because it is $61 in a cab, but it's $205 once you take the cab to the helicopter and then pay for the helicopter.
Well, I'll see you an hour and a half. What else we got, Yee?
For now, that is your front page news.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night or horrible night, or maybe you feel blessed this morning. All right. Maybe you were in a great mood and you want to spread some positivity. 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. What's going on, DJ Envy?
What's up, bro? Get off your chest.
Chilling. I kind of disagree with you and Angela Yee yesterday. As far as the context of the argument with the shooting, you guys forgot to explain that this woman was a raving racist. Her boyfriend, who she was on the phone with, who she was cheating on, he was a murderer. He killed a black man a couple years ago. So I think when you guys explain this case, you guys got to put it in perspective.
Well, I read their text messages. Yeah. I also read what she posted on social media. I never said she shouldn't do jail time. I said she should do more jail time. My whole thing was I'm not going to tell his brother how to grieve or what to forgive or what not to forgive.
Which I empathize with that, but how can you have sympathy for a Nazi? I think that's what's going on with our community.
I don't have sympathy for her. I just have sympathy for the brother.
So you don't think that what he did was kind of weak?
No, you can't tell somebody how to grieve or how they should forgive or how they can't forgive. Forgiveness is not for that person. It's for themselves personally.
They always tell you forgiveness is for you so you don't have that burden of hatred and anger.
I understand that, but in the black community, we're always forgiving. What is that about? Why do we always have to be forgiven? And we're the victims.
Well, we don't know also, and I also feel like we don't know what that man went through for the past year dealing with his brother's death. We don't know if for the past year he's gone through a whole range of emotions to bring him to this point where he can just say, okay, look, his brother got killed. I'm not going to tell you how to react.
The father did something very, very similar, so it's something that they feel. So, I mean, you can't knock them for feeling that way or forgiving that woman.
I'm not going to be mad at the brother now.
Or the father. Hello, who's this?
Good morning, this is London.
London on the track. What's up? Good morning, mama.
Good morning. So I just wanted to, first of all, thank you guys and just say good morning because we are a family. And so I think it's only right as a family I get two things off my chest. First of all, why is Gucci, a happy married man, trying to call my sister Angela Yee? What's wrong with this man?
I think he has a new single out or something.
What does that have to do with you? Be happy. You might be slim, but your face is still not saying anything. Everybody relax. He needs to leave my girl alone.
I felt the same way. Like, you coming at me for what? First of all, you're not banned from The Breakfast Club. No one told you that. So I don't even know what that was about. But
I'll be turning my TV screen off. He's banned from my screen. So I don't know about that.
We're going to talk about it in depth. We're going to talk about it in depth next hour.
What's your second thing?
Okay, why do we have a man of color, I'm talking about Future, who's running a circus and everybody's a part of this circus? Why doesn't this man just clear up these children and stop disrespecting these women? If you're good enough to make them, you're good enough to figure out
what's going on with Future. What happened with Future?
You know, he has all these children out here. He has these girls on Instagram saying he's clowning them. You know, he always has a baby mother of the month. He has different flavors, but none of these women are getting wiped. None of them are getting committed to.
That ain't all Future's fault now.
And I get it.
Okay.
And I totally get it. But if you're making the kids, stop creating these broken homes. They will see this one day. They will be damaged. Big up to my girl, Sierra. She got out. She's happy. She's rich. Level up.
All right. Thank you. There's two sides to every story, though. I don't know what's going on with Future. Is Future got a bunch of kids and he ain't take care of that? Is that what she said, Yee?
Yeah, I guess. And that he's, you know, not even being respectful to these women.
Wow. Okay.
That he has children with.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Hey, how you doing, DJ MB? This is Ezra.
Ezra, what's up, man? Get it off your chest, bro.
Man, I just wanted to call in and say what up. I'm from Toronto. We're me and my boy and my homegirl, we're going to a wedding in Atlanta, so we're driving down.
Okay, all right, so you got us on while you're driving, man. Be safe on them roads, bro.
For sure, for sure. Yo, I just wanted to shout out Brittany. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Brittany.
And I shout out to my prime guys in Toronto. You know, we're doing the damn thing.
Okay. All right, brother. Thank you.
All right, have a good morning, guys.
Yeah, be safe on them roads. Hello, who's this?
Mitra.
Hey, Mitra. Get it off your chest.
Well, you guys say if y'all, you know, if you're feeling blessed to call, and I am. My, like, night before last, when I was at work, I got a call saying that my dad fell out, and we really didn't know what was wrong with them, and my stepmom, like, she was sounding really bad, so of course I went into a panic, and it took me about an hour to get to him, because I'm not in the same city, and as soon as I got in the room with him, the doctors came in and let him know that he was just dehydrated.
But tell that man to drink some water, man. Stay hydrated now.
Well, he's a construction worker, so, yeah, he be up on them roofs and stuff. He just hit 60 on the 29th, and, yeah, he still be out there doing the thing.
All right, so, tell Daddy he can't jump up on them roofs like he used to. He got to take his time
right,
now.
Right.
Daddy think he a young boy. He want to go out there with them young boys, so he got to calm down a little bit.
I told him.
60's the new 50, right?
Right.
All right, I'm glad he's doing good.
I'm very blessed for that.
All righty, Mama. Dominic!
Hi, good morning, DJ MD. Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning.
Good morning. Get it off your chest, Mama.
I just want to give some motivation to all the adults that's going back to college. Just hang in there. I took a few years off. I was struggling the first week, but I'm getting to it. These grades is going up.
All right, what school
good
are you
going
to?
Right now, I'm in Toro. I'm taking some prerequisites so I can get into the physician assistance program.
Okay, where's Toro? What state?
That's in Brooklyn, right over here.
All right, I didn't know. I'm sorry. I didn't know if there's another tour.
And I want to commend you for that because a lot of, when I was in school, I remember just not going to class and not caring about my grades at first. And I was like, I'm paying for this. I need to step it up.
Yes.
How many years you took off?
Damn.
Oh,
excuse me, like 8.
Whoa.
Okay, that's cool.
But it's okay. I'm
all right.
I'm doing it, and okay. I'm excited, and I just want to give some motivation to all the adults. Is Charlamagne in yet?
No. Yo. No, he's not here today.
All right, I just want to say I love you guys. I listen to you literally every morning.
We love you back.
And listen, y'all always can keep on learning. There's nothing wrong with that.
There you go.
Now, you should be partied out. You shouldn't be partying no more, though.
Oh, no. I've been stopped that. I'm over it.
Leave them young boys alone.
Nah, I got me an old man. I'm happy.
I got me an old man.
I love you, baby.
There you go. Have a good one.
All right, guys. Bye.
All righty. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Now, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, we are going to talk about Tiffany Haddish. She has more details about her fling, her one-nighter with Chingy. We'll tell you what she had to say. Also, people are doing their receipts. We'll talk about Basketball Wise Star OG and what happened with her argument with Evelyn Lozada.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often those of us who don't fit into this dumb stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up. It's just
in. All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, so Tiffany Haddish and Chingy have been having a little back and forth about an alleged hookup. Now, it all started with Tiffany Haddish going on Ellen DeGeneres and talking about a celebrity from the past that she hooked up with.
Have you ever dated a celebrity that the world doesn't know about?
But was it really dating or did we just hook up? Chingy, it was a hookup. That was the early 2000s, y'all. I don't even know if that counts anymore.
Of course it does.
Okay, with
you and Chingy.
The way you do that right there.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, Chingy responded. Now, Tiffany Haddish knows damn well that's a lie, and since she lied, I'm going to tell the truth. She used to hook up with my brother, not me, but she liked me. Hey, if we're going to be honest, let's be honest. And then Tiffany Haddish responded, really, Chingy, stop. I hooked up with you once, like 2 months after we met. Granted, the sex was not good because you were sleepy. I was definitely in your bed at that hotel on San Vicente and Sunset-ish. You pulled down my Sergio Valentes. And she goes on to say that Haddish never lies on her vagina. Boy, I've been talking about hooking up with you for years. Why are you just now denying it? We had a lot of fun back in the day and only had sex once. Don't make me start calling out all the skeletons.
Wow.
So that's her response.
That got personal. I wonder why he would deny that, though.
I don't know.
Maybe he had a girl. Maybe he has a girl or something like that. That just seems weird.
Yeah, but this is like also back in the day in like early 2000s.
Yeah, it just seems weird. Okay.
Or maybe he just doesn't remember. Like, you know, she said it only happened once.
Maybe that was his brother's girl and he never told his brother that he smashed too. So he just feels kind of like foul for doing it, not saying that to his brother or something.
All right, now Robert De Niro, his ex-assistant, is saying that he harassed her and that there was discrimination. She's suing him. She said that he was verbally abusive and assigned her stereotypically female duties. And he, of course, is saying that this is not true. Robert De Niro's attorney said the allegations made by Robinson are beyond absurd. Her name is Graham Chase Robinson. She said she was hired in 2008 as his executive assistant and that he communicated to her in a hostile, abusive, and intimidating manner and referred to her as a bitch and a brat.
Wow.
So she said he was often intoxicated. He would lash out at her and joke with her about his Viagra prescription and ask her to imagine him on a toilet and also suggested she could get pregnant by using sperm from a male coworker. That's what her lawsuit is alleging. He's
what are female duties as an assistant? Like, what are female duties that I have to do or I was told to do?
Stereotypically.
Like what?
I don't know. I think assistant duties should kind of be the same across the board. But I remember working somewhere and having somebody belittle me and making, and I kind of felt like it was a woman thing.
Really?
Yeah. Like I would be in a meeting and he would interrupt my meeting and be like, I need you to come sharpen this pencil.
You know, but
and
you,
like really embarrassing, like degrading things, but never talk to the guys like that.
Okay, if you never talk to the guys like that. But if you're an assistant, you pretty much do what they ask you to
and
do.
And I wasn't even an assistant. I was actually the general manager in the office. Mm. So, but I don't know. It's hard to say what stereotypically female like. Did he have her cooking?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Did he have her cooking? You know, like change sheets? Like, what is female activity? I was confused. Like, men can't change sheets or cook? I don't know.
Wendy Williams has to pay her ex-husband, Kevin Hunter, $250,000, and that's so that he can move out of their house in Livingston, New Jersey, and secure his own new living arrangements. And he has to actually leave their marital home. Finally, it's been put up for sale over the summer. She's been living in a beautiful apartment in Manhattan, mm-hmm. and so he's got to get out.
Oh, yeah, so she has to pay the $250,000, I'm sure. Does he still live over here? I thought he lived down south or something like that.
I don't know where he lives. I don't know that much about him. Mm. All right. Now let's talk about Cardi B. She was on with Ellen DeGeneres, and she said that she regrets... Well, no, it was actually Cardi Chance and T.I.
Right.
were on Ellen DeGeneres, and they were talking about tattoos they have that they regret.
Never have ever gotten a tattoo I regret.
I got like three different men tatted on me, you know what I'm saying? They gotta go.
It's not really funny. I just have a really bad tattoo on my chest.
What is it?
It says get back to work, but it's like backwards so that when you read it in the mirror, it's like get back to work.
Whoa.
It's the worst thing I ever did.
Was that a dare?
No, I thought it was deep. I thought it was cool.
You got any tattoos, G?
Nope.
I got a bad one.
This tramp stamp?
This is a UFC fighter. He hired
You have a UFC fighter?
Let me tell you. He hired me to do a club in Europe. And after the club, I told him I want a tattoo of my kids' faces on me. So he was like, I'll do it, right? And he was like, I'm a tattoo guy. And I was like, yeah, all right. He was like, no. And he forced me to sit down. He was UFC, so I wasn't going to say no. So he pretty much forced me to sit down.
He kicked you in the head.
No, but he started doing a tattoo. And he did two angels. And the two angels looked nothing like my kids. And I had to cover him years later. That was probably the worst tattoo.
Do you have a picture of him?
No, I covered him. I covered him fast. Big UFC fighters like, I do tattoos. Sit down. I'll do it. I'll make it nice. It's free.
Look, I ain't playing around like that.
I was like, okay.
All right. Would you go to get a tattoo from like, you know, Ryan Henry from Black Ink Chicago or something like that?
If they're good, yeah, tattoo person. Yeah,
I remember hearing, because somebody offered me a free tattoo, and they said that Envy cried during his, I guess he had given Envy a tattoo. So, was there a tattoo that you cried and you never finished?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I did finish it finally, but yeah, it hurts. He really told you that?
Yeah, he did. He was like, you know, Envy never finished his and he cried during his.
Yeah, that's why this is blank right here, because I was supposed to finish it up right here, but I just didn't finish it because it really hurt. Like, it hurt. Yes, and yes, I teared. I cried. I did. It
All
hurt
right, now Cardi B was also
I don't
upset.
Believe he told you that.
She was on her Instagram Live and she was talking about Access Hollywood and going off on the blog just basically for coverage about the one thing you should never talk about.
How dare y'all niggas? And when I see y'all, I'ma spit at y'all. Y'all take time of my day to interview me, to chop up, trying to make it seem like, yeah, coach is calling somebody else. Mommy, you dumb? I don't play when it comes to my child. So don't use my kid for clickbait. Access Hollywood, suck a I hope your mom catch AIDS, bitch. Then what you use for clickbait on YouTube is culture calls somebody else mommy. That is so disrespectful. That got me so hot.
I get it.
Yeah, you don't
want to
put that out there that your child is calling someone else mom. Now, if you want to hear what that clip was that she was mad about, and they did take this down, we have the clip?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it's like 5 hours that I could be in the studio. It's 5 hours that I got to spend with my kid, because it's like, yeah, it's okay that your mom is going to take care of her. Everybody could take care of your kid. You got the money for somebody to take care of your kid. But when you come back from that work and your kid really don't want to spend time with you, they want to hug your mom more than you, or they're calling your mom mommy, that's so.
Now, she's not saying that's what happened to her. She's just saying in general, you don't want that to happen.
Correct.
And that's what it felt like, yeah, that clip was. Not that her daughter called somebody else.
And
mom.
I wild out too. Don't play with my kids, man. Don't talk about my kids or what my kids do, especially if it's not true. And she's right. She wild out. Now, all the spitting in the face, yes, she feels that way. That's Cardi B. That's the Bronx and all that. I hope your mother dies with. Yes, that's Cardi B. And she got the right to feel that way.
I don't like when people talk about my kids either, Envy. When they talk about you, I'll
you
be
got
like,
no. Oh, we talk about me.
You know, all right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, now we got front page news. Next, we'll be talking about you.
Yes, let's talk about speaking of people and their kids. A mom who is being charged will tell you what she did when it comes to her 2-year-old child.
All right, and we're going to go to Breakfast Club court this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Gucci Mane versus Angela Yee.
Oh, gosh.
All right, Breakfast Club, good morning. Everybody, it's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now on Thursday Night Football, the Seattle Seahawks beat the LA Rams 30-29. And I want to say congratulations to Marty Smalls. He is the new mayor of Atlantic City. The last mayor was arrested and looks like he's indicted for stealing like over $80,000 from the kids' program.
I saw that on the news this morning and I was like, wasn't that your people's?
No, my people's is the guy that's going to be coming in as the new mayor.
Okay.
His name is...
Because I just remember you being with the mayor.
Yeah, no, Marty Smalls is going to be the new mayor of Atlantic City. He gets sworn in today. Good brother, good dude, all about the community, investing back in the community. He's a great dude. He's an Eagles fan, which I don't love, but other than that...
Envy, don't you get caught up in nothing now.
I don't give nobody no money.
I saw Boardwalk Empire.
You know, I'm too cheap for that. But anyway, congratulations to him. I'm very happy that Atlantic City got a mayor that's for the people, and he's definitely for the people, so congratulations. What else are we talking about, Yee?
All right, well, let's talk about a mom in North Carolina. She's been charged. She exchanged her 2-year-old child for an old Plymouth coupe.
You said what?
She exchanged her 2-year-old child for an old Plymouth coupe. Her name is Alice Leanne Todd.
How bad was the kid?
Wow, that's a crazy question.
That's Andy. A joke.
The car was a 1992 car.
So if it was a newer car, you would say it's okay? Like I said, how bad was the kid? Go ahead, yeah, I'm just joking. Go.
All right, so authorities learned about this when Tina Marie Chavez brought the child to a hospital for an apparent allergic reaction. That's when they saw bruises on the baby. They tipped off the police and Child Protective Services. Now, she initially said that she was the child's biological mother, but then she actually had to change her tune and admit that she did adopt the baby, and I guess...
So she did a street adoption. She was like, hey, you take this car, I'll take your kid.
Right.
Now your kid's now calling me mommy. That is crazy.
And then abuse the child.
That is crazy. They both should go to jail for a long time for that.
Yeah. All right. Now, the NYPD is asking for your help, and that is to find who that Bronx Zoo Lion Queen is. Now, you guys remember we did this yesterday for Donkey of the Day with Maya Autry.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for 32-year-old Maya Autry, who was the one that jumped into the lion and giraffe pens at the zoo
right.
on Saturday, and then that she managed to outrun the cops. So now they have issued a media alert asking anybody with information about where she is to please come forward.
That's crazy. And she needs help. She doesn't need to go to jail. She needs help. Because anybody that's that crazy or that has that
and
many
she
problems
ran the cops,
that's willing
to
climb over and play with the lions and twerk and dance in front of them. Yeah, you need some help.
All right, and Freedom From Religion Foundation has filed a complaint, and that is regarding the judge in the Amber Geiger murder trial. If you guys remember, she gave a Bible to Amber Geiger. The judge, Tammy Kemp, gave her a Bible and hugged her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they said that they protect the constitutional principles of the separation of church and state, so they have a problem with her giving her a Christian Bible, instructing the convicted criminal on how to read the Bible and which passages to pay attention to, and witnessing to that convicted murderer. So they are saying that this was just the wrong way to act because of freedom of religion.
So what does that mean now? Now they're going to throw the case out and retry it because the judge gave her a Bible? Is that what they're trying to say? They better not.
Listen, I don't know what can potentially happen from that, but they're saying that's not right.
That's what seems what the setup is.
Separation of church and state.
Mm.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your front page news.
All right. Now, thank you, Miss E. Now, when we come back.
Oh, God, Envy.
Let's go to Breakfast Club Court. Now, last night, Gucci Mane, Guwap, whatever you want to call him, he posted something on his Instagram. Now, it was a clip when he was on The Breakfast Club, and he went at Angela Yee. Let's play the clip right fast.
No, we was cool. I was not on your... Stop
you
it.
Didn't be texting me what hotel you was in.
Whoa! Got me confused with somebody else.
You remember when we did that interview a long time ago with Melissa Ford and all that?
Uh-oh, Gucci got a good
that
memory.
You definitely,
stop it.
That definitely was not me.
All right, so 800-585-1051. We're going to get down to the bottom of this right now. Now, Gucci said you texted him. What hotel are you at? Is he lying or is she lying? Gucci said he was banned from The Breakfast Club. Is he lying
Did y'all
or
ban
is
him
she
from the
lying?
Breakfast Club?
Gucci said he did lip service before. Is he lying or is she lying?
Oh, my God.
Gucci man said you're on his beep. Is he lying or is she lying?
Okay.
800-585-1051. When we come back, we're going to hear both sides. We're going to take your calls. We're going to open up the phone lines because somebody today will be found guilty. And it's not right.
Oh, shut up, Envy.
So don't go anywhere. We are The Breakfast Club. Ha, 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 ha.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's time for Breakfast Club Court. All right, let's get into it.
Now, this is different for me because, you know, normally I don't address negativity.
No, but we addressing it this morning. Now, if you just joined us, we are taking Gucci Mane and Angela Yee to court this morning. Breakfast Club court, that is. Now, Gucci Mane came up here before and said Angela Yee was on his bleep. Let's hear it.
You know, because we had already had a history.
Wait, you smash Angela Yee, girl.
Okay.
Of course not.
Wait, you said of course not.
I'm saying, come on, guys.
She didn't try.
Okay.
She
didn't try to answer.
She was on my dick back then.
Okay.
That is a lie.
That is not lying.
No, we was cool. I was not on your stop.
You used to be texting me what hotel you was in.
That is a lie. You never. Got me confused with somebody else.
You remember when we did that interview a long time ago with Melissa Ford and all that?
Was Gucci
me.
Got a good
that
memory.
That you definitely, no.
Service, stop it.
That definitely was not me.
Now let's find out, is Gucci Mane lying or is Angela Yee lying? So now let's start off with, is Gucci Mane banned? Angela Yee, is Gucci Mane banned? Did you ban Gucci Mane?
No, and I tell you, behind the scenes, what really happened is a couple of days ago, somebody hit me up and said Gucci Mane would like to get on the phone with you and have a conversation. And, you know, he wanted to, I guess, apologize for what he did. And I said, look, I don't do that behind the scenes, apologize, and in public you don't. You said something publicly that wasn't true. You should publicly apologize. And that's what happened.
So he called and said he wanted to apologize. And
he
said,
didn't call me, but someone called me that represents him.
Oh, and said he wanted to apologize. And you said, you can apologize, but apologize in public like you went at me in public.
Right. And I told you about that when it happened.
Mm-hmm. I'm the judge. I don't know anything.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, anyway, so that did happen a couple of days ago. And I actually have those text messages from said person, but I'm not going to put them out there.
Okay. So you have the, now.
Yes. So as far as the ban, I said he's welcome to come on the show. I said, I'll be traveling a lot because I do have this lip service tour coming up, and I'll be in Detroit next week, and I'll be in Houston next week also. So I might not be there for it. And I also don't trust him. Like, I don't trust he might say something else on you again. So I don't know that I trust it, but tell him to come up there. I might not be there, and that might be better.
Now, so Gucci Mane is not banned?
No, never banned him.
And you have the receipts with that, the text messages?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Gucci Mane said that he did lip service before with you and Melissa Ford.
All right, so let's clear that up. Gucci Mane was never on lip service. If you see that video clip,
which,
by the way, I do have that full interview at home, so might put that out one day. But anyway, when you see the video clip, it clearly says The Morning After, which is a morning show that I had on Shade 45 on Sirius. Lip service was a nighttime show. And the other part of that is I was with Melissa Ford in Atlantic and in Vegas for the iHeart Festival, and she said, I don't know why Gucci Mane said that I was on lip service with you because I wasn't even there. I've never even met him.
Oh.
So the fact that he said that he was on lip service with Melissa Ford, those are two things that are not true.
Now, the last thing Gucci Mane said was that you texted him that what hotel you were at, referring to that you were going to swing by. Is that true?
Of course not. I don't even have Gucci Mane's number to text him. So, you know, and look, maybe he thought I texted him. I was looking at some of his old tweets. And when people say, why would Gucci Mane lie? Gucci Mane has had a history of lying. We have these old tweets where he talks about a lot of different women, and I'm not going to repeat them because it's very disrespectful.
I'll repeat them. Give them to
but
me.
But he talks about...
That's part of the court. I have
all right,
to repeat
them. You want
to
see it?
This is evidence A, B, and C. I have to repeat them. I have to let the people know because people don't know what you're talking about. What did he say? Can you pass me those tweets, please?
Okay, and make sure you read the last tweet that is on the last page.
Now, this
when
is
you read
alleged.
All of these. No, they're not alleged. He really tweeted these.
Oh, okay. Oh, maybe not.
And he did apologize for these tweets after he admitted that he lied.
Okay, he says, Mia Walker F. Nicki Minaj. That's nothing. All right. Then he said FGZ Tip Gotti, Waka Nicki Minaj. He says the last one or the last page. Iggy want to suck my D. I had a threesome with Keisha and a white girl as Coach K in Orlando. Fantasia hit was good. Dro was taking
okay. This is disrespectful.
All right. I'm just reading it. It's not me. I'm just reading it.
Well, anyway, these are all things that Gucci Mane tweeted out himself personally. And then was there an apology?
He said, I'm addicted to lean and that ish ain't no joke. I can barely remember all the things I've done and said. However, there's no excuse.
Yet somehow he remembers a text from me where no nothing involved, but he's saying that I texted, what hotel are you at? But he remembers that.
Okay, now, I seen the Jasmine brand posted something last night about the real reason that, allegedly, that he's mad at you. Now, what is that from? What does that stem from?
So, allegedly, according to the Jasmine brand, a source told them that Gucci Mane has an issue with me because of an interview that we did with Yo Gotti. and they posted the interview.
Let's play a clip of that.
You banged your partner's girl.
Damn, got it. You ain't my friend, man.
But that was your girlfriend, though, right?
Wasn't it like that? Guys, envy my partner.
I know that was your wife. I ain't know that. Mm-hmm. But I ain't know, like, you know, like, you in love and all that.
Yeah, I got you.
Come on, man. You know how the game goes. Mm-hmm. Shorty, the one told me she used to mess with home. Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't know that.
Oh, she told you, but it was too late. You wasn't ready.
I don't say it was too late, but I mean, like, yeah, I guess it was too late. But she told me, she like, you know, I just talked to sisters. I'm like, yeah, they're my partner.
But did that deter you? Like, oh, well, that's my partner, so I can't, you know.
No, I made sure she knew they were my partner.
All right. Wow. Okay. All right.
There's more, right?
805. There's more?
Yeah, here's some more from the interview with Yo Gotti that I guess has Gucci Mane upset to this day. And I guess he felt some vendetta toward me. What about the last tweet that he sent out when he was just acting all crazy on Twitter and all of that, and he called you out again?
I was just, from that point on, like, I was just laughing at home, though, because, like, what I knew, to me, on that day, there, I think the world seen what I had already knew.
Wow, I guess Angelique has all her receipts. Let's go to the phone lines, 800-585-1051. Who's lying, Angelique or Gucci Mane? Hello, who's this? What's your name?
Tonio.
Hey, Tonio, who's lying?
Gucci lying.
Why do you think Gucci's lying?
I have a history of lying to like 5 or 6 people a couple years ago and then apologized about it later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, yes, that did happen. He did admit that he lied and that he was on lean and it has messed up his memory and he doesn't remember anything.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. 800-585-1051. Right now, we are in Breakfast Club court. Who's lying? Gucci Mane? Angela Yee.
Shut up. I can't believe I got roped into this.
It's Breakfast Club Court. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we are in Breakfast Club Court. Now, if you just joined us, Gucci Mane released something on his Instagram where he took a shot at Yee and said he was banned from the Breakfast Club. Now, I don't know about him being banned. I didn't ban him. Charlamagne didn't ban him, so it would be up to Yee. And Yee said she did not ban him.
Charlamagne said that he's not banned as well.
No, he is not banned. And
I do
want to
say
what
this did make me realize was how important of a platform the Breakfast Club is, that somebody would be this upset that they would go on social media and try to be disrespectful yet again.
Now, Gucci said he was
because
banned.
Because they think they're banned from the Breakfast Club.
Angela Yee said he's not banned. Gucci Mane said he did lip service before. Angela Yee said that is not true.
He did a show called The Morning After. Gucci, and Melissa Ford was not on that. She's never met him.
Gucci said that you texted him. What hotel you at? Angela Yee said that is not true as well. So we're going to the phone lines. 800-585-1051. We have Matt on the line. Matt, good morning.
Yo, this is Matt, a.k.a. ASAP the Don. Good morning, Breakfast Club.
Good morning, Matt. So we're asking right now, we're in Breakfast Club court. Who's lying, Gucci Mane or Angela Yee?
Angela Yee, I love you to death. I love you. But I'm going to have to say you lying on this one, Angela.
Why you say that?
It's a video of Angela Yee interviewing Gucci. And this is Fat Boy Gucci. This Fat Boy Gucci.
Right.
And she's telling him how deep the Asian vagina is.
Right, that was the one on lip service, right?
It might have been. I don't know.
It actually was not on lip service. That was not lip service. That was a show called The Morning After. It says it on there, The Morning After, all across the screen.
Yep, says it on the screen. So that is
And that's the interview that he allegedly did with me and Melissa Ford. Melissa Ford was not there and never interviewed him.
He got all her receipts this morning. Hello, who's this?
It's Rob. This is Rob Bo from New Orleans. What's up, Envy? What's up, Angela Yee?
What's up,
man of God?
Rob, now you heard the evidence. Who's lying, Gucci Mane or Angela Yee?
Man, Gucci Mane, he thirsty out here. I know Angela Yee, you heard me. She ain't trolling out here for Gucci Mane like that. It gotta be Gucci Mane lying on my girl like that.
All right, thank you, brother.
Hey, Envy.
Yes, sir.
I'm in a big truck right now, man. Let me show you what a big truck horn sound like.
Oh, my gosh.
You hear me? Let me roll my window down and let you show the big truck. All them other boys be blowing them little bit horns. Check this out.
That horn was kind of weak. That was kind of weak, bro. That horn was kind of weak. Sound like you're in not an 18-wheeler, maybe a little, you know, maybe a U-Haul. That's what it sounds like you're in.
Man, I'm a big truck driver, man. Pushing his 18 speeds down here in the NO. You heard, man? Silly, tell him you like that swag that we got down here in the NO.
You know I love the NO.
No doubt, man. First time call. I love you guys, man. Y'all keep it how y'all got it.
All right, bro. Thank you, man. All right, 800-585-1051, taking your calls. Who is lying? Angela Yee is in Breakfast Club court this morning. Is it Gucci Mane or is it Angela Yee? Call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Ready or not, here I come.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes
I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often those of us who don't fit into this dumb stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're in Breakfast Club court right now. Now, if you just joined us yesterday, Gucci Mane put on Instagram that he was banned from the Breakfast Club, and he played a clip of Angela Yee and him going back and forth and said he was banned. So we're in court and seeing who is lying. He also said he did lip service before. He also said that Angela Yee texted him what hotel that you are at. Can we play a clip right fast?
You know, because we had already had a history.
What? You smashed Angela Yee, girl.
Okay.
Of course not.
Wait, said of course not.
I'm saying, come on, guys.
She didn't try.
Okay. She didn't try. Right.
She was on my back.
Oh, okay.
That is a lie.
I'm not lying.
No, we was cool. I was not on your... Stop
you
it.
Didn't used to be texting me what hotel you was at.
That is a lie. You never. You must got me confused with somebody else.
You remember when we did that interview a long time ago with Melissa Ford and all that?
Gucci got a good
that
memory.
You definitely, no.
Service, stop it.
That definitely was not me.
So we're taking the calls 800-585-1051. Who's lying, Gucci Mane or Angela Yee? Latoya, who's lying, Gucci Mane or Angela Yee?
Gucci Mane, I'm sorry.
Why do you say he's lying?
Because, come on, Angela got a man. She happy. They got a private relationship. He a liar.
Okay.
I also feel the bigger picture to me is you married. Like, why are you even concerned about stuff like this?
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Wayne.
Wayne, question. Who's lying, yeah. Angela Yee or Gucci Mane?
I think Gucci Mane lying.
Why?
Well, you know, he's not telling the truth. You know, they want their hands up. And, you know, they want that and that thing, you know, but I think they just exaggerating.
All right, I have no idea what he said.
I don't know. All I know is I didn't know the Breakfast Club was this powerful to make somebody that mad when they feel like they're banned, when no one told you you were banned.
Yeah. Hello, who's this?
This is Javon from Houston, Texas.
Javon, who's lying, Gucci Mane or Angela Yee?
Gucci Mane is a lie. He is a lie. You better stop doing my girl like that.
Okay, thank you. I'm just going through them. Hello, who's this?
Lana.
Lana, who's lying, Gucci Mane or Angela Yee?
Gucci Mane.
Wow, okay, why you say that?
I say he's lying. He's probably just trying to shoot his shot while he had a chance. That's the way I'm shooting his shot. Or Angela.
Okay. All right.
I just want to say
had something before, and you won't let him. You won't give him a. Not give him a chance, but you just won't entertain him anymore.
I normally don't entertain all this effery, but you know, it's just something that's completely untrue. I don't really have a history of being that type of person. And Gucci Mane, I will say, has said that he can barely remember all the things he's ever done, and said somehow you remember a quote text message that I sent, and you got everything incorrect. You never did lip service. You did the morning after. You never met Melissa Ford. She wasn't on an interview on lip service with me interviewing you. That never even happened. So
let's go to one more caller. All right, what's your name?
LaShia Taylor.
Hey, LaShia Taylor, who's lying, Gucci Mane or Angela Yee?
Yeah, I know Gucci lying.
Why you say that?
Because Angela Yee got a good man, and I know she ain't gonna cheat.
Okay.
I listen to her every morning. She a good woman. She ain't cheating.
Okay. I just be minding my business.
All right. Well, there you have it. Thank you so much. I think from the calls today, I think we had about 90% on Angela Yee's side and 10% on Gucci Mane's side.
And look, I had to pull out my own receipts because, you know, I just feel like you can't just let people talk crazy about you all the time. I know a lot of times I just take the high road and I try to ignore things. And a lot of my friends are texting me like, Angela, this not you. Why are you going in? You should have ignored it. I ignored it pretty much last time. This time, I'm going to just put everything out there. I didn't even realize he had these issues with me until I read this article about it. So I guess whatever issues he has, he's going to continue to have. But, you know, shout out to him. I guess he has a new album that's about to come out next week and a new single with Meg Thee Stallion. So I guess you got to do what you got
to
do.
Are you saying that he's doing this to promote his new single? Or is that what you're saying? He's clout chasing. Is that what you're saying or referring to Angela Yee?
I mean, maybe I just never gave it much attention and he wants attention. I don't know. If it was me, I'm happy in my relationship. I'm not even doing nothing like that.
Last question, Angela. Is Gucci Mane banned from the Breakfast Club?
Like I said before, he could come up here. Now, at this point, I don't trust him. You don't try to apologize to somebody earlier in the week and then be disrespectful. So, to me, that's the old Gucci Mane is back.
So, is he banned?
That's up to y'all. I'll tell you what, though. He can come up here. I just won't be here.
Okay. All right. So, he's not banned?
No, he's not banned.
All right. Well, that was entertaining. That's a great Friday.
Shut up. Why did I even do this?
We got rumors up next. I think we just did all the rumors, but what else we got in the rumors?
Let's talk about Angie Martinez. You know, she has her new show out, mm-hmm. and we're going to talk about her interviews with Queen Latifah and Fat Joe.
All right, and also, Charlamagne is out, so if you want to give somebody Donkey of the Day, you can. 800-585-1051. Get on the phone lines right now. You can give Donkey to whoever you want on this Friday. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Rumors on the way.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, it looks like Ryan Coogler has started the script for Black Panther 2. So for all you guys who are excited to see that, the release date is going to be May 6, 2022.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're just in the beginning process of outlining the story.
I'm excited. I'm not a comic book fan or DC or Marvel. I don't even know where it lies.
The Joker's out today.
But I love Black Panther 1, and I can't wait to see Black Panther 2. And yes, the Joker's out today. We've seen it early, and I can't wait for you guys to see it.
All right, now let's talk about our girl, Angie Martinez. You mm-hmm. know, she has her show, The Untold Stories of Hip Hop, and she has a lot going on. So Fat Joe was on this latest episode yesterday, and he talks about beefing with Jay-Z and all has to do with the Rucker. I don't want to talk about the Rucker. Here's what he had to say.
I don't want to talk about the Rucker. We ain't have to win a championship on the biggest record of my career. But then people don't know that Jay-Z was talking about me. I'm like, oh my God. So it's some historical records talking about that game.
So the songs go back and forth. Now you'd like have a real beef.
All right, and then he goes on to detail actually getting Jay-Z on All the Way Up.
I remember riding in the elevator in Madison Square Garden with Jay-Z, and he ain't say nothing to me. That's when I knew it was bad, because even though me and him wasn't best friends or nothing like that, we would always see each other and be like, yo, what up?
No speaking.
Yeah, we never talked for years after that. And then, you know, I did All the Way Up, and I wanted Jay-Z on a remix.
So you never resolved that issue, and then you want him on that remix.
Yeah. I called up Nori. I said, yeah. He was like, you want to talk to who, Jay-Z? You serious?
Well, it worked out. So mm-hmm. make sure you watch that whole episode. Ja Rule's on there, too, talking about getting kidnapped and so on and so forth. Now, she also had Queen Latifah.
And shout to Fat Joe, too. Fat Joe's opening his second sneaker store in New York City today, in the Bronx today. So congratulations to Fat Joe on that as well.
Yeah, Fat Joe, cool guy, and he has the best stories. Mm-hmm. All right, now, Queen Latifah, in the meantime, was on as well. And she talked about how her brother, who was killed in a motorcycle accident, how that impacted her life.
You talked about your brother a little bit, and we all know that you've had that loss. I would imagine that was an awful time for you.
Losing my brother, that was a devastating time for me. We had just bought a house because I was missing my family from being on the road so much, and my brother and my mother and myself were going to live in it. I was supposed to be with him that day on a motorcycle, but one of our friends had to move, so we were moving all day. After my brother passed away, that ruined my world, rocked me to my core. I've never been the same since.
All right. Well, make sure you guys check out that whole episode and keep on watching the show, because it's a great show to see people firsthand telling stories that you might not have heard certain details before. You might have heard about it, but not heard it firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shout out to Angie Martinez.
Absolutely. Dope show.
All right. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Donkey of the Day is up next. Charlamagne is out, but we're going to open up the phone lines, and you can give Donkey to whoever you want. So 800-585-1051. Donkey of the Day is up next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey? Yeehaw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Sean Stone from Jersey, baby.
Sean Stone, a.k.a. Porta Potty Guy. What's up, brother?
Hey. What's going on, guys? Hold on real quick. I just want everybody to go link with me on IG, Sean Stone 876.
Sir, it's Donkey of the Day time.
Donkey of the Day, I'm giving it to Gucci Man for lying on my girl, Angela Yee, you know what I mean? And for telling so much lies on The Breakfast Club, man.
All right, thank you, brother.
So Gucci Man, you gave Donkey of the Day, bro?
Jeremy, who you want to give Donkey to?
Hey, I want to give Donkey to black people.
Everyone? All black people?
Majority of them.
Okay.
Look, I was watching, I don't know if you guys watched the Amber Geiger case. I was paying attention to it. And I noticed how mass media, they highlight Bolton John's brother hugging the killer. You know, and so everyone's like, oh, it's forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. Had the shoe been on the other foot, would Amber Geiger's brother hug on Bolton John? Because, I mean, I saw a bunch of pictures. They had a family photo where the brother was throwing up the white power sign. And what aggravates me is we see constantly black men being murdered by the police, black men being murdered by white people, and we always forgive them.
Right.
So who are you giving Donkey? Who are you giving Donkey to?
Black people, period.
Damn it, Des. It's everybody. Ray, who you want to give Donkey to this morning, bro?
You, DJ Envy.
Okay, go. Why?
I want to give Donkey today because you got all these housing seminars all over the country, and yet you don't have any contacts, anybody to help people who live in New York. All your contacts and mentorships in Jersey. You're from Queens. Where are your people from New York at?
I live in Jersey. I invest a lot in Jersey. And we actually did a seminar in Queens, and we actually have a lot of people in Queens. So the attorney is in Long Island.
I went to the one in Long Island. I went to the one in Atlantic City. Where the people at from the Bronx?
What people from the Bronx?
I live in the Bronx. I got no real estate brokers, no resources that you have at them seminars.
Dude.
Not as many people in the Bronx as you have as in Jersey.
Dude, you know the people that come to our seminar and speak are licensed in New York. They're licensed in New Jersey. They can do it in the Bronx. They can do it in Queens. You do know that, right?
I've been in touch with Matt, and I've been in touch with a few people.
So you've been in touch with the people that's been in our seminar. So there are people in New York City that can help you, not just New Jersey.
Would you
like me to drive them to your house as well?
Envy, why are you beefing? They just giving Donkey of the Day.
You're right. Go ahead.
Let him give you your donkey.
Say it again, Envy.
I said I brought the people to you personally. You called Matt. He's from Long Island, Queens. I brought you an agent from Queens. I brought you a credit person. What else would you like me for, sir? You want me to get somebody from the Bronx?
I would like that. I would like a broker. I need a broker, and I need to know about property management.
Okay.
What happens once you buy the property? How do you get somebody to manage it?
Sir, I can't do everything for you. I'm not from the Bronx. I don't live in the Bronx. I can only give you people where I'm from. But you got to do your homework yourself. I can't give you everything. If it was that easy, everybody would do it. But thank you. All right. Sorry, guys. Try to help him out a little bit. All right. Donkey of the Day, 800-585-1051. When we come back, Sheila E. will be joining us. Now, explain to the people who Sheila E. is, ye.
Sheila E. was, she is one of the most famous, probably she is the most famous female drummer of all time, ever. And she used to work with Prince. She was actually engaged to Prince also, but she has some iconic songs like Love Bizarre and The Glamorous Life.
Okay.
And, you know, she comes from a family of musicians, but she recently got the Icon Award and just an amazing artist.
All right.
So we're excited to have her.
Sheila E., when we come back, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
You got to give a better intro than that. Iconic, legendary guest in the building, Sheila E.
Oh, Sheila. I know that's not for her, but I just like that
for
song.
For real, that's not my song. Dang.
He thinks it's about you.
No, it's not. I know it's not
it
about
is.
Her.
Yes, it is.
It is. No, it's not.
There. Yes. Yes, it is.
Well, Sheila E. is here, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So let's start from the beginning. For people that don't know who Sheila E. is and how she got her start and who she worked with, some of the legendary people, let's start from the beginning. How did Sheila E. get into music?
My dad, Pete Escovedo, still plays percussionist. And, he grew up playing. So I watched my dad play every day in the house, practicing the LPs every day, jam sessions in the house, and then his band would play in the living room. So I grew up around music.
You have a whole musical family.
Yeah, and my uncles play, my cousins play. So yeah, my whole family plays.
You were the first woman I ever see play the drums, because usually you would see boys on drums, but you were the first woman that got busy on those drums.
I wanted to be a drummer because of Sheila E. growing up.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I always tell this story because I used to sit in the basement and my parents had a record player, and I would listen to the Romance 1600 album all the time with my headphones on.
That's dope.
Yeah. And so I remember really liking the song Yellow. And
wow.
And then Sister Fate. Right?
You really know my stuff.
And
okay,
I was a little kid listening to Sister Fate. And you know how you listen to lyrics, but you don't really know what you're singing about until
later
on. So then you look back at it now, like Sister Fate, I knew all the words to that song, but that was really about, a rumored relationship that you had.
Yes.
And people saying that you guys were getting down and you were together, but you did really want to be with him.
We were.
Yeah, and you were together.
Yes.
So that song was about Prince.
Yeah.
So what was that experience like for you guys to work on something like that? Because it was a real relationship, but you addressed it like it was a rumored relationship. So is it hard to be in the public eye working with somebody so closely, but knowing that y'all have feelings for each other?
Yeah, because, you know, you try to keep your life private, your personal life. But, I mean, it's hard to do. And we tried to do that as much as we could, you know. But we always, again, when you're writing songs and stuff, you kind of write about your own personal life, you know, and you kind of put that in there without really saying it. So, but it was a lot of fun.
How'd you meet Prince?
1977 in Oakland. He came to the Bay Area to record his first record. My dad was in Santana then, and they were all in the same studio. And Prince wanted to be in the Bay Area, where the Bay Area musicians were. He was very influenced by them, by Sly, Carlos. And he wanted to be in that environment doing his first record. So he came to the Bay Area to record, and that's how I met him.
That's how you met him.
And was he wasn't known back then.
Not at all.
He didn't even have money like that to...
He did not.
And how was Prince, when you first met him, like, was he like the Prince that everybody knows?
No.
No. How was Prince back then? Because he was nice in basketball. Everybody says he was dead nice in basketball.
Play. No, he could play. For real. He can really play. He was quiet and shy. And still going through trying to figure out what his look and what he wanted to be. And then it was, and again, growing through that process, you know, he changed every album anyway. So he changed his hair, he changed his look, he changed the music. And that's what I loved about him, because he's very versatile. He didn't stick to being the same thing, you know, and he grew as a musician and a songwriter, you know. So every record, and he wouldn't use the same drum machine or the same sound. He would just, like, experiment, you know, and just trying different things.
When did you fall in love with the little shy guy that you said was recording Prince? When did you fall in love with him and say, you know what, I love him?
I don't know. It wasn't love at first sight. No.
Was it?
No.
It was like a competition, probably.
Yes, it was. love at first sight when I first saw his poster, and I put it in my bedroom. I have a picture of me standing next to my poster, of the poster of him in my bedroom. And I looked at it. I said, one day I'm going to meet you. He had, the record had just come out. Mm-hmm. Then when I went to see him, he looked different. His hair was straight. I was like, wait. And I wasn't sure if that was him.
This is not the guy I put on my wall.
And you guys are probably like the same height.
No, she's taller. She has to be taller than Prince. She's taller.
Just a taint.
Did your dad approve of your relationship with him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my dad loved him, and he's such a great, you know, musician and artist. Prince would come to see our family play all the time. He was just blown away, like, God, you get to play with your dad and your brothers and Latin jazz music. He had never heard of that before. Mm-hmm. So it was like, this is new music for him. He was very inspired by my dad in the music, yeah.
And he proposed to you on stage during Purple Rain.
Mm-hmm.
Whew, that must have been a moment. Did you anticipate that happening at all?
Oh, no. We were in the moment. We were playing that song, and I was playing drums, and, you know, it just happened. Yeah, that was not expected.
Is the first thought yes, or is it, wait, hold on, let me think about it?
No, we're playing. Of course I said yes.
You have to. It ruined the whole show.
Nah.
Now, how come you guys didn't follow through and go through with the marriage? Was it not the time, or was it a change of mind?
We just grew apart. At one point, for me, musically, the music started changing, and I just didn't like what he was doing. It was like, I got to take a break. I want to do something else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I like playing with other artists as well, especially, right. You know, you have a bucket list and you dream, I want to play with so-and-so, and one day I get to meet this person, that person, and that's all I wanted to do, and that's what I did. I wanted to play with other people. It's like, you know, I grew up doing that. And
he didn't want you to play with other people?
No, I did. Oh, I'm saying. Did. You know, it's hard being an artist, a solo artist, mm-hmm. and the responsibility that you have.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to play. It's like all of this other stuff, it gets to be too much.
All right, we have more with Sheila E. When we come back, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Sheila E., the icon, the legend, one of the first women I ever see play the drums. Yee?
Talk about the experience of Crush Groove and being in that movie and being on that album and how all of that happened.
And you was rapping.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting. Crush Groove, I had just come off the Purple Rain tour and came straight to New York and did the, you know, making sure that Blair Underwood and I would have a good chemistry. And we did. He was mm-hmm. a very nice guy. But it was interesting because I started to do the movie. And I didn't realize at the time there's this East Coast, West Coast rivalry that was happening mm-hmm. that I got thrown into. I had no idea. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that this was going on. I know that it went on East Coast, West Coast rivalry with Latin music, with the salsa music. There's a rivalry.
I didn't
absolutely.
Know that.
Back then it was the rivalry back then.
Oh, yes.
With Run DMC and the Fat Boys and all that?
I'm talking
about Latin music.
I'm talking Latin music.
Oh, Latin music,
but,
okay.
But hip-hop as well.
Really?
Yes, because when I came in to do Crush Groove, I did Holly Rock and Love Bazaar. And those Holly Rock was written for Crush Groove. But when I came in to do it, you know, we started filming it. And then all the New York rappers, so I'm not going to name which ones they were.
I don't think they'll be mad now.
It don't even matter. I ain't going to say their name.
All right.
All I know was they were just hating on me hard. It was really... They disrespect me so badly.
It wasn't Reverend Run, was it?
No.
All right.
I'll say no to that.
Okay.
No, but they disrespected me so hard that I'm a person that would never quit doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
I actually quit the movie.
What?
I quit the movie.
I did not know that.
I quit the movie because I'm like...
What were they doing that was disrespectful?
Oh, they were dogging me. Just, you know, who you coming in here trying to rap. Like, first of all, I just... doing a song because it was for the movie and the whole thing. I'm like, you know, I'm not trying to be something I'm not, but I'm not claiming to be a rapper either. Mm-hmm. I'm just musically, I love music.
Right.
I love all kinds of music. And it was just, they were just hating hard. It was really, they were throwing shade all day.
What a terrible negative experience.
Why?
And when you watch that or when you hear the music, it just sounds so fun and dope. You would never think that all of that, especially
horrible.
For our women, went on behind the scenes.
It was horrible.
You also put out a memoir.
I did.
Yeah, Speed of My Own Drum. Now, you said one of your friends actually sparked you to write this memoir because of something you had went through at the age of 5.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about that memoir for a minute and what made you realize you had to express yourself.
Again, because I realized that I was angry all the time. And what was I angry about? And it was just stuff that I had suppressed from years you know, of just holding back the things that had happened to me when I was younger. And, you know, I just didn't want to be that person anymore. It's just like the only way to heal is mm-hmm. to talk about it and share your experience with someone else. So I just started writing it down and realized I need to do this and peel the onion of all this hatred and anger and all kind of stuff. And, you know, in the book, you know, I was raped at 5 years old. Just how do
my
you talk?
My family members, right?
My aunt's brother. Mm. And how do you get through that? You know,
right.
Well, without going crazy.
Did you blame your parents at all or no?
No, absolutely. It wasn't their fault. There was nothing they could do about it. It just happened, you know. So
Did you tell them or did they find out later on in life? Did they tell them immediately or was one thing?
Well, again, I was five. It was hard to talk about it. How do you say that to them without, like, do I say anything kind of thing? I did in my own way, but not like I probably should have. And then when I did, they went to confront him, and he basically said he didn't do anything.
Right, you know? Of course.
And they're believing me, but it's like we couldn't prove that he did. They felt horrible, of course, mm-hmm. you know. How can you not? I mean, you're a five-year-old child. It just, you know. But, you know, at 30-something years old, I finally started talking about it and sharing the story and talking mm-hmm. to young kids and, you know, started working with kids in foster care because they've been abused, you know, to the point where they don't speak. And music and arts was the way to help them.
That's great. Right before Prince passed away, what was your relationship with him?
It was fine. It's just we didn't do too much in the last 3 years before he passed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How did you feel about it? It seems like when he passed, so many people came out and they were relatives all of a sudden. They were brothers. They were sisters. They were, you know.
He's my dad.
Ex-girlfriend. He's my dad. How did you feel about that, seeing all that? I'm sure you were so close to him, so you really seen who was there and who wasn't.
Yeah. I had to shut down and just go away because I didn't turn on the television for months.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't read anything, couldn't look at his pictures. So I heard some things, but I wasn't even involved. I had to just go away. Mm-hmm. It was too hurtful.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
You know, having worked with Prince, and Prince obviously worked with a lot of women as well. And was there ever any jealousy towards you because you guys were so close?
Jealousy?
Like from the other women that he worked with. Like, for instance.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, for instance, who?
Like, I knew he had a girlfriend that you didn't know about when you were dating him.
Yeah, which is why we broke up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Wendy's sister from the band?
Mm-hmm, Susanna.
Right, so I would assume that Wendy probably didn't like you too much.
Oh, no, we got along.
Oh, okay, so everybody knew it
was his
fault.
But it might have been fake from her side, I don't know. Because I didn't know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She did, but I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what was that like? Were the other women, like, ever throwing you shade? Like, you know?
I didn't really pay any attention to it. I mean, until I found out. And then once we weren't together anymore, I was still in the band, but later on. But once we weren't together, then it didn't matter. But mm-hmm. everyone always, most women thought whenever we were around, when I was together and we were playing or whatever, they always assumed that it's like, oh, Sheila's here. Well, we got to act a certain way. Or, mm-hmm. you know, she might come. You could see it. It was just plain as day. It was like, I would have to tell them, I'm not here to, like...
Right, I'm working.
Right.
This is... Those days are over. Like, I'm here because I love music.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to worry.
And are you dating now?
No, I'm not. I'm single.
Are you looking for a man?
I'm married to my music.
Okay.
Could you date somebody without money? Like a guy that doesn't have any money?
Dang, she be like... You getting tips? No, you know what? No, it's not. It's not about money, really. I just want... I want a good man that... is respectful
mm-hmm.
and is honest and truthful. And just those three things. See, he's looking at me like, you ain't gonna find nobody.
But do you like beards?
I love all. I love beard. White. He has
what about
a beard.
Latinos?
Okay, Dramos.
Well,
step up to the plate. And he's a DJ.
Who are you suggesting?
This guy to the left of me. His name is Dramos. He's a DJ.
He's really
also a producer. He also runs the boards up here. And he's Puerto Rican. He's a good guy.
Puerto Rican. Oh.
No.
He loves the West Coast.
He loves West Coast. Okay, it's all good.
All right. Well, Sheila E., we appreciate you for joining us. And how can people stay connected to you to find out where you're going to be in their city?
Sheila E. Drummer on all social media and then SheilaE.com.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody.
You're welcome.
Sheila E.
All right.
That song.
Sing one of her songs instead. How about that?
Right.
Glamorous. No, that was
That's
one.
Right. You see, no, he no, don't. Was, oh,
no,
you're.
No, not Glamorous Life, but I'm thinking. Yes, it is.
You singing Gwen Stefani?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Oh my Gwen God. Stefani.
I just give up.
I'm sorry. It's Sheila E. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Oh.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor Report, Rumor Report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right, well, basketball-wise, there were some issues. Now, on the last episode, it was Evelyn Lozada versus OG. And according to Evelyn Lozada, OG was thirsty for Ocho Cinco. Check it out.
The DMs go all the way back to September 5th, 2013.
Oh,
so, whatever. She's like, chatty, let's do lunch. It's been a minute. He said, are you in Miami? She put, I can be.
No.
Smiley face.
Oh, shit.
Happy New Year's, no response. Happy Father's Day, no response. Hola, chatty bear, no response.
Mm-mm-mm. All right, well, OG then went ahead and read the messages from Ocho Cinco that were in her DMs.
I'm getting my text messages since we pulling up Twitter, and I'll print the real ones, the ones where he DM'd me first and followed me first.
You tried? You're like, you're having a conversation with yourself here.
No.
June 15, 2014.
Actually, we met in 2011.
2011? Chad and I, we were engaged. We got married in 2012.
January 4th, 2011. Okay, you are fine. How old are you? Thank you. I'm 26.
Right.
Boyfriend? No. What about yourself? Well, I do deal with someone, but okay. We could be BFFs. Hey, babe. Hey, babe. Hey, babe.
Now, let me ask you a question, Angela.
Uh-huh.
Both these women are very close to 50 years old, correct?
They're not close to 50.
They haven't been in a relationship or even mentioned Ocho Cinco in at least 7 years. Why are they bringing up old-ass DMs on Basketball Wives? Why? What? Like, what point
I'm
is
looking
this?
At the dates on these DMs. They're from 2014.
Come on now. None of them deal with Ocho Cinco. Evelyn Lozada doesn't deal with him. She, OG, doesn't
I
deal
I guess
with
it's because they don't get along with each other, so.
That just seems lame. But what Evelyn Lozada did after this was classic. I know we don't have audio of that, but when she was in there gyrating.
So you do watch. And,
okay, yes, I did watch that.
Because I'm thinking that you just heard this for the first time.
No, I was watching. I was interested in this one when she started smacking up Poom Poom and gyrating and saying, you can't get this. Well, it was entertaining.
I was going to say, you are my girl. I'm going to have to start texting you during that cause so we could like watch together.
I watch it with my wife. My wife watches it, and sometimes I just happen to open my eyes and look at it.
Gia said she wasn't even home last night.
Shut up.
All right, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, he actually surprised one of his fans, and I love this, with a video message. Now, Jamie Klingler wanted to do something special for her best friend's grandmother, Marie Grover. It was her 100th birthday. And here's what happened.
Happy birthday, dear Marie Grover, who turns 100 years old today. And wow. I'm so honored that she's my fan. Happy birthday to you.
That's pretty cool.
That is so dope. And look, she really shot her shot. She went on Twitter and said, oh, my God, she wanted to get The Rock to wish my best friend's Graham a happy 100th birthday as she adores him. A friend is in touch. She will lose her mind. When we were in high school 25 years ago, she would wear a Rock sweatshirt and tell us how handsome he is.
Wow.
And it worked out.
Wow, wow, wow.
So that is really, really dope.
That's dope. The Rock did that.
Right. And Designer is now asking to be released from his label. He's not too happy.
He signed with Def Jam, right?
Good music.
Good music. Is it good
Def
music?
Def Jam.
Oh, so does he want to go off of good music or Def Jam or both?
Well, he put Free Me from this label. And he said, I want to shoot my video, but my label is taking too long. I really be making the plays here. I swear, thanks to everybody that F with me, because a lot of people are funny in this industry. Facts. I want it enough, and my fans did, too. So I guess he's been having issues, though, with good music. And he before has said, nobody is doing this ish for me. Nobody is doing this ish for design for me. He said, I had signed to Kanye, the biggest. And he said, you think he's a genius. Y'all think all that. But to me, he's crazy. So, yes. And if you heard the Tatiana remix, you can hear Designer express his views. So it's probably both.
And shout out to Designer. I seen him out last week when I was out in Vegas. You know, me and him had a little situation.
I remember.
Earlier this year.
Y'all were a little disrespectful to the man when he was donating money.
Yeah, yeah. It was all fun and jokes. And I explained to him it was no disrespect. We had a good conversation. He apologized for some of the things that he said. And
yeah, y'all did come at it. Then he responded not in the best way.
Yeah, and we spoke to each other and we laughed it off. And, you know, we continued. We always had a great relationship. But he has so much energy. And the songs that I see him perform, he always does well, whether people know the songs or not. So I would love to hear a project from a Designer.
Right. I see him sometimes in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I see him all the time.
Mm-hmm. All right, Fetty Wap and his wife. That's right, wife. He's officially married now. So they did have a ceremony in front of friends and family. Mm-hmm. It was a very small ceremony, but congratulations to them.
All right.
He's taking ladies.
Okay.
And Cardi B, she is talking about her next album, and she was on her Instagram live session, and here's what her tentative title is.
Everything that I'm working on right now is straight to my album. And I think I'm going to name my album Tiger Woods. Because remember when everybody was talking on Tiger Woods and then he came and won that green jacket?
Okay. Remember Maino had a song called Tiger Woods?
Yes, I do. That green jacket is a Masters, but, right? Okay, I wasn't sure either. I knew what she was talking about. I was like, is that a Masters? Yeah.
But his reason for calling that song Tiger Woods was very different than Cardi B's reason for calling her album Tiger Woods.
Right, yeah. Maino was talking about knocking off all types of chicks.
Yeah, this
That's
was right after
Tiger
Woods
Tiger
got
Woods.
Caught with right. that message.
I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to a Cardi B album. I can't wait to hear Cardi B's new project.
We are looking forward to that. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Up next is the People's Choice Mix. Get your request in. Revolt. We'll see you on Monday. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. Let's go. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, tonight, I'm going to be in Arkansas, all right? University of Arkansas. I believe that's the school. Let me double check. They're doing a step show, and I'm hosting that tonight. Let me see what it's called. Yes, University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff, all right? So I'll be there tonight hosting a step show. And then Saturday, I'm going to be out at FAMU. That's out in Tallahassee, Florida. You see, I'm doing my HBCU run, so hopefully I'll see you at your school. But Friday, University of Arkansas. That's tonight. And then tomorrow, I'll be at Tallahassee FAMU.
Well, today, I'm going to Detroit to the D, and I'm doing a listening session with my girl, Cash Doll, because, you know, she has an album coming out. I think it was supposed to come out today, but it got pushed back a couple of weeks. But shout out to Cash Doll, so I'm excited to hear her new music. And then on Sunday, I'll still be in Detroit, and we actually have, I'm doing our Angela Yee Run With Yee alongside We Run 313. So we're doing a nice 2-mile run. I have it posted on my social media. It starts off at Brush Street Stadium Deli, and we are going to be running in Detroit. So shout out to everybody from We Run 313.
All right. Now, when we come back, we got the positive note. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. And let me congratulate Fat Joe. Fat Joe owns a sneaker store in New York, and today he's opening up another one in the Bronx. So congratulations to Fat Joe.
That's dope.
Joey Crack, before my flight out, I'm going to swing by your store. Congratulations. You always show everybody love, so make sure you show Fat Joe some love today in his new store in the Bronx, all right? So congratulations to Fat Joe. What up, Rich? What up, everybody? Mayor and everybody that got some involvement with that.
And he's also on Angie Martinez's latest episode of the Untold Stories of Hip Hop.
That's right.
And for today's positive note, a lie can travel halfway around the world while the truth is putting on its shoes. Just remember that.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.